beautiful people, and welcome to our third episode of the Spoonettes podcast. But before we get into today's topic, let's go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Y'all know what to do. But I am Alicia, your E2M fitness coach, and I'm with my girls.
Hey, I'm Mandy.
Hey, I'm Whit.
And today we are going to talk about goals, we're going to talk about discipline, and we're also going to talk about how we incorporate the two with our daily life's activities. So before we get started, let's talk about that word discipline. So when I think about the word discipline, I think about making those small sacrifices today, so in the present, so it can set us up for a better future. So the things that we don't want to do, make sure we do them today, because we know in the long run it's going to help us in the future. And I also like to tell people to think about discipline usually creates a habits, and habits makes routines, and routines become who you are. So it actually really just, it starts with the mindset. So Mandy, when you think about the word discipline, or when we tell our clients, oh, be disciplined and all this kind of stuff, what comes to mind for you?
Consistency. I mean, passing on treating yourself all the time and making those treats really worth it, just being consistent with your healthy lifestyle, making it a true lifestyle. We don't want to have like this diet mindset where you go on and off. So like discipline is making it truly a lifestyle. You change a lot of things to get to the consistency. Like you might change your circle of friends, or you might change some of your routines. You might change all of your routines, but just to get that consistency to plan, prepare, have meals ready, put layers of accountability into your life, taking all these small little steps every single day to keep your consistency and to build that discipline.
I love that. So Whitney, when it's your time, I know you'd be like, come on guys, stay disciplined, get to it. You know your little voice. But what comes to mind when you're, what are you really trying to tell the clients that doesn't really understand, well, what does discipline mean? What does that mean?
So discipline for me is kind of just like what y'all said, forming those good habits and surrounding myself with the people that also have the same goals as me. So they help me, you know, we all message each other all the time. How are y'all doing? Blah, blah, blah. And like, that helps me keep my discipline. But the main thing is, like I always say in my life, 1 + 1 = 2, okay? So if you make good habits, just like as if, okay, if you meal prep, then guess what? You're probably going to eat your meal prep food over stopping by Chick-fil-A or something like that. So keeping the discipline, like just figuring out what are the small things that you have to change in your life, that you got to know yourself well enough to know what needs to be adjusted. Yeah. Okay, if you struggle with fast food, okay, well, you need to have your meals prepped. If you struggle with exercise, then, you know, you need to set that alarm, get it done throughout the day. That way, when you get home, you don't hit the couch.
Right.
You know, so those types of things, like just like y'all said, forming those good habits.
I think knowing yourself was something that really stuck out for me. Know yourself, because that's how you're going to know what steps to take.
Correct.
What things to put in place, what routines to form. So I like that you said that. That just like really stuck out for me.
That's what I always tell people. Like, look in the mirror, ask yourself, what do I need to change to make these habits, to make healthy habits, not bad habits. Obviously, we all have our little, you know, let's dip into the dark chocolate situation all the time, or, you know, our moments or all those things. So yeah, look yourself in the mirror, ask, what do I need to change? What do I know about myself?
I think those are all great points, which brings to the next topic. Actually, I'm going to start with you, Mandy. You said knowing yourself. So when it comes to being disciplined, having your goals, knowing yourself, what are some things, or just walk us through, what's a day like with Mandy, knowing the goals that you have set for yourself and knowing everything that you have to do in order to help you reach those goals? So what does that look like for you?
So I do the same dang thing every single day. I really do. I mean, every week I meal prep, I plan, I put workouts on my calendar, or I at least know the routine that I will do. So I have obviously my lives that I do with our clients, always will get those workouts in, but I also go to the gym and do my own workouts like we all do. So I keep the same routine. I do my live, I get my daughter ready for school, I take her, I go to the gym. Now, if life does not come in a straight line, okay,
amen,
we know this, so you gotta have a backup plan, and I always have a backup plan. So if I know that my day is gonna get a little bit derailed, I'll text y'all and say, if I haven't been to the gym by 12, I need y'all to call me and make me go. I will call Corey and say, can you come and get me by 12 o'clock if I haven't been to the gym yet? Like, so I put those things into place, but ideally routines are really sacred to me. Having meals prepped, because like Whitney said, If you got a meal in the refrigerator, you're not going to order DoorDash. Mm-hmm. It's just so much more, you know, we live lives of convenience. So make that be the convenience. Spend an hour each week to have your meals ready to go, have them in the refrigerator. You just grab them, boom. But I eat the same meals almost every single day. They'll vary a little bit. I eat the same breakfast every single day, you know, like doing the same thing over and over. Like if you get bored, you got to find a way to spice it up within, you know, staying within that discipline. You can spice it up a little bit. I mean, E2M cookbook, hey, help okay. me spice it up. But
not shameless plug, go to Amazon.
Right, plug. But yeah, and then just having a backup plan is really important. You know, we talk a lot about having accountability partners.
Yes.
Which a lot of people are like, no, I can go it along. And I was that person for a long time too. But you need to have an accountability partner or partners. But you also need to know that your accountability partners, you are your first level of defense. They're your backup plan. You have to lock it down yourself and build discipline yourself and have routines yourself and do the meal prep yourself. And then when that slips, then you go to your accountability people. You can't, you know, because if your accountability person, you know, decides to go be a power lifter tomorrow, their whole schedule is going to change. And then you lost all your accountability, but you lost your first line of defense. You have to be your first line of defense. So I make sure that I'm my first line of defense. My alarm is set. My meals are ready. You know, my routines are in place and my backup plan is in place. And so that's what keeps me day to day working towards the goals I have for myself.
I love that. And if you notice, you keep saying routines and habits, and we talked about it, how discipline, it creates those habits, the habit stretch routines, and routines become who you truly are. So I'm actually going to change it up a little bit, talking about my goals and my routine. So I'm going to talk you through my day, but at the same time, I'm going to take a little less away from fitness, but something that still applies to life that could help you within your fitness journey. So my goal for myself, and it has been for the longest time, is to be more punctual. And today actually was a great example of how it did not work out for me, because like you said, life is not a straight line. So there's days that I'm doing great at it, and there's days that I just, I'm like, Lord, is this like who I'm supposed to be? Like,
but I think it is. I think so, it is. You know, like, but, it's
but it, to be on a serious note, I think for me, a lot of people don't realize again, those routines, those things that you do every day, it becomes who you are. And I've always been the late friend since I was a child. And it's nothing that I'm bragging about. It's something that I want to change. And I'm like, I don't want this routine to become who I am. But I wanted to take it back to sixth grade, where I went to, shout out to Brockington Elementary, but I went to Brockington Elementary and we had recess every Friday. If I remember correctly, it was either every Friday or once a month every Friday, but either way, it was on a Friday. And out of that whole, my sixth grade year, I only had recess twice. Mind you, we had it every Friday. I only had recess twice, but you couldn't have recess if you were late over three times that week. So as a sixth grader, I've only had two recesses, and only one I earned. The last one, the second one that I had was the last recess just of the year, and my teacher, Miss Hope, at the time, she's like, just go, because I was always, but it goes back to, so when you're thinking about your health, your fitness, and your routines, it goes back, way back to, like, even when you were a child, like a lot of things people are fighting to change, and people are like, well, just do it. Well, sometimes it's not that easy. It's like, this is who I've always been, and I don't want it to be. So yeah, I'm gonna take the steps. But I think for a lot of people, I am still that 5 minute, 10 minute late friend. But I used to be that hour, 2 hour. You know, I might not show up friend. So you know, with practice and routines, it's getting better. But it really is. It starts from deeper than just it's the routines of who you create. So that's why it's important to know what you need to change, like you said, identifying what is the problem. Yeah, like looking yourself in the mirror, what is causing me this? And it's, and for me, I'm like, you know, it's not just, oh, why can't I get this done? Like, let's take it back. I was always late. I went from a sixth grader who couldn't have recess because I was late almost every day, to now be an adult, and it's a plan into my adult life, and I don't like it. So routines that I have, things that help me, is I set my clothes out. Like last night, my clothes were set out, my shoes were set out, my wig was set out. Everything was just laid out. I was a whole person on the bed just laid out. But What you also have to know is when you are setting yourself up to do these things to help you, you know, reach your goals and me being more functional, like, I'm gonna be on time today. And also set alarms. So, and not just the alarm to wake up. I set an alarm to wake up. I set an alarm. This is what time you need to be in the shower. This is what time you need to be out of the shower. This is what time you need to be done with your makeup. This is what time you need to be done with your hair. You know, what I have to do these things because I will somehow get distracted and start doing things that don't even matter. Oh, let me do the laundry real quick. Let me do the dishes. Like, it's weird. But you have to set those things up. But today is a great example of how sometimes, you know, you can plan these things and things don't always go your way. But that doesn't mean you just give up and accept the fact that this is who I'm supposed to be. No, it's not. Every day is a challenge. So when you think about applying that to working out, eating healthy, there's going to be days that you're just going to slip up and it's not going to go your way, but that doesn't mean you stop. But you really do have to say, okay, where does this even started? So once you identify the starting point, it makes you feel better about, okay, well, this is a routine that I have created and it's been carrying with me. So you don't feel as bad when you have days like today where you did plan everything out and it just still didn't fall in place. So I think it's important of knowing where the issue even started from for those who are fighting the urge of, like, I just want to be disciplined, but I just don't know. I always forget my meals. I just, like, find out where it even started. Because that's going to help. That's going to help you, you know, identify what you need to do in order to change it.
So I'll say
I love that.
Yeah, same. So I'll say that I think having both of y'all in my life has, like, made a difference for me because you're always, like, an hour early. Like, you're like, I got my stuff together, makeup
like,
on, ready to go,
here
hair
already?
Is on, lashes on, walks in, pink bag, the whole thing, you know, doing all the things, you know, Barbie over here. Alicia's always late, like, period. Like, she's just always late. So I was always that early person, you know, as far as like 15 minutes early, 10. If you weren't there, you know, a few minutes early, then you were late. Like, that was where I was taught. So
I was CP
y'all helped me always balance it out. Y'all really have. Like, I made it a point, like, I'm only going to be 5 minutes early. I'm like, I made myself
look,
feel
don't
that
let
way.
Me rub off. I'm trying to get to what Mandy and I'm trying to have my bag ready
an hour
early.
She's the most put together person I think I've ever seen.
Yeah,
meals
like,
ready,
all,
everything.
But
like,
we all still make it happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, like, I think your point is so good about, like, look at the root of it because I think, I mean, and my brain is sitting here turning as you're speaking. So, like, when you're saying, look at why did I start to be late? I've always been a late person. Now think about why you reward yourself with food. Did you reward yourself with food? And that's kind of why you got to where you're not happy with your body. Like, I think that can really absolutely apply to fitness.
Oh, so, I love that. I love that.
Yeah,
I mean, deserve this. Okay. Yeah. No, you deserve to be healthy.
Yeah. But
you
we
deserve,
can change these things.
You know, exactly.
We just have to be intentional.
Yeah.
Put things in place, put alarms out to say, you'll need that snack.
I do that as well. I set alarms too.
I have to. Or I would have probably still been, y'all would have still been waiting for me. I'm sorry guys, it's three. But the point is, like you said, it's just knowing what you need to do. And also, I'm not gonna skip over you. What are some of your goals and what are some things that you're doing in your daily lives to help you reach those goals?
So I have to have my routine kind of like Mandy said. Now, I don't eat the same thing as like Mandy does. She's very, very, very structured. So I applaud you for that. But I do try to stay, you know, healthy. It ain't the same amount of foods, which I do think eating the same foods every day helps your body change. Just so you know, throwing that out there. But like, if my routine gets messed up, I will say I get very, like, frazzled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get very frazzled, like, oh my goodness, like, why is this happening? There's a wreck. You know, I'm going to be late. Da-da-da. Like, you know, like, realizing that I have to, you know, in my mind adjust is humongous to me. Like, okay, wait, you can't help this. Take it down a notch.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You know, that, like you said, you're not going to quit, okay? So just being focused and realizing that, you know, there is, you know, the end of the race, like you're there. Just shake it off. It's fine. So
just breathe,
if
baby,
I'm
breathe.
Exactly, if I'm not in my routine, like even in my own house, like it's like different. So like those are one of my struggles that make me adjust. So that is, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it a goal, but being able to adjust to what life throws at me and understanding that it's okay.
Yeah.
And being okay with it, allowing myself to feel calm in those disruptions of life. So that's my goal.
I don't know
that's fitness life. That's just like the whole thing.
You know what, though? Like, I totally see a different perspective though, because I see you adjusting to these things. I see you brushing it off. So like you're hiding it well.
Well, that's why I have both of you. I have extreme differences right here. Like she's like, yeah, we about to just get this done. It's okay. Don't even sweat it.
You talk us through it.
You really do. Yeah. And then Manny, she's like, let's do this. Let's get it done. Let's do, you know, just this whole thing. So, I mean, y'all really get me through it. I'll tell you that.
I love that. I think for me, I probably, I don't know if it's an excuse or what, but I always think of moments where I'm like, well, everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. So when it is moments when I am, like today.
The plane. When we were on the plane, yes. And I was sitting there texting you, I can't believe we ain't left yet.
Yeah, like, and I said what? I said, well, maybe it's not meant for us to be on that plane. Like, you're everything so right. happened. But I live like that. I feel like everything happens for a reason, which made me, I had a different idea of what I was going to talk about as far as my goal and all that kind of stuff. I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to talk about me being punctual and how that I didn't achieve that goal today, however, but I'm still going to continue and try again. And hopefully, you know, the next podcast, I can tell y'all I was on time. but yes, guys, but I definitely enjoyed hearing all of our goals and how we apply it to our daily lives. But guys, which brings us to our closing, and it's a great conversation about discipline and goals. But I want to leave you with this. So when you think about discipline, I want you guys to know that this is one of the most important personality traits that we can have. And when you think about discipline, think about like rules and regulations. So when you're playing basketball, right, or football, or even if you're in school or job, you have rules and regulations. And then you know if you go against those rules or you break those rules or regulations, you're going to what? You're going to get a tech call, or you're going to get thrown out the game, or you're going to lose your job, you're going to get kicked out of school. So you have to follow these rules. So if we're living our day-to-day life and we're following everybody else's rules, why aren't we following the rules for our own lives? Why don't we set rules and regulations for our own self? So we know we want to be healthy, right? We want to have all this endurance, and we want to live a long life for our kids, for ourselves. We don't want to take the medications. We don't want to do these things. Okay, well, you know what you need to do. If I ask you right now, what is things that you need to do to get healthy? You're going to be able to tell me. The problem isn't that you're not knowing. It's the problem that you're not doing. So next time that you're thinking about your future, your goals, you know, your routines, your habits, all that good stuff, think about, you know what, these are the rules and regulations that I'm setting for myself. And just like you follow everybody else's rules that you don't even know, it's on the list. I have to follow this rule. Okay, well, make that list for your life. Be able to apply that for you, because you are the most important part of your journey. It starts with you guys. It starts with the mindset. But we appreciate you always. Thank you for tuning in to our third episode of the Spoonettes Podcast. And make sure you hit that subscribe button again. And we'll catch you next time. Love you guys.
Bye.